Throughout today's program, we're hearing reports from different parts of Iraq, and we will go next to the north. People in areas dominated by ethnic Kurds voted without any reports of violence, and turnout appeared high. Ethnic Kurds want to protect the rights of their group, and for that purpose, rival Kurdish political groups joined forces. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the northern city of Erbil.
Late last night, tired Kurdish election workers sat down for the long task of sorting and counting the ballots. Organizers expressed relief and gratitude to the Kurdish security forces that the feared terrorist bomb attacks did not take place in the Kurdish north. So with their safety assured, election workers began thinking of other needs, like food.
I have been here from 5 a.m. till now. I don't know. I haven't eaten anything.
Despite his hunger and fatigue, English teacher Abdullah Ismail said volunteering for this election was his patriotic duty.
But this is for our country, for our region. We are not tired. We don't feel tired. We will do our best for our Kurdistan.
This enthusiasm was reflected around Erbil, the capital of Iraqi Kurdistan, throughout Election Day yesterday. The voters packed into crowded polling stations. Election workers ripped off the ballots and handed them out one by one. The Kurds got to cast three ballots on Sunday, one for a national assembly, another for a Kurdistan regional assembly, and a final ballot for municipal councils. This man named Rizgar was beaming when he walked out of a polling station with his family, who were all dressed in their holiday finest.
Very good.
Why?
Very good about everything here. No one said to me, no one ordered to me, no one, only my.
This elderly Kurdish lawyer lives in a violent neighborhood in Baghdad, where he said he's now too scared to admit his ethnicity for fear of attack. Rizgar says he traveled to his son-in-law's house here in Kurdistan just for the election.
Because here is best. Here is best. Democratic here. Living here best. All of things here best.
Outside the polling station, Rizgar's family was greeted by Kurdish students standing beside yet another ballot box, this one decorated with the flag of Kurdistan. It was part of an unofficial referendum set up in Kurdish communities on the sidelines of the Iraqi election. Volunteers gave Rizgar a ballot asking whether Kurdistan should declare independence from the rest of Iraq. Rizgar voted immediately for an independent Kurdistan.
Goodbye, Iraq.
The Kurdistan referendum was supported financially but not publicly endorsed by the Kurdish leadership. In fact, the two ruling Kurdish parties put aside their once bloody rivalry to campaign together to win as large a block of seats as possible in the new Iraqi National Assembly. Falah Mustafa is a top Kurdish official.
The National Assembly would be tasked to draft the permanent constitution, which is the major event and the most important thing, because the rights of our people and the entire peoples of Iraq will be safeguarded in that constitution. So we are hopeful that we will get our full and our good representation in that assembly so that we will be able to feel safe about our future.
One community that was not mobbed with voters yesterday was the dusty, impoverished town of Binislawa, 15 minutes' drive from Erbil. Most of the residents here are refugees, deported by Saddam Hussein from the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. And most of them, election workers here said, went to Kirkuk to cast their ballots. The Kurds want to annex Kirkuk, which is outside their zone of control, and declare it the capital of Kurdistan, a claim that's been disputed, sometimes violently, by Kirkuk's Turkmen and Arab communities. One of the people who stayed behind to vote in Binislawa was this grandmother named Gowar Ahmed, herself a deportee. Today was a wonderful day, she said. In the past, so many of our babies died because of Saddam's chemical bombs. If I could, she added, I would have brought babies from the cradle to vote in these elections. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Erbil in northern Iraq.